Hi everyone! Welcome to Learn English with Jessica. In this video, we will practice English together. You will learn new words, practice speaking, and improve your listening skills. Today's lesson will help you feel more confident when you speak English. Remember, learning English takes time, but you can do it. Let's start now and have fun learning English. Part 1. Listening practice.
Sarah, today I'm here to present a unique investment opportunity.
Oh, I'm all ears.
Please, take a look at this document.
Oh, Alex 2.0, an investment opportunity in top talent?
In other words, it means giving me, Alex the top talent, a pay rise.
That sounds intriguing, Alex.
Trust me, this is a deal that I think will really pay off for us.
Go ahead and pitch me. What makes this product so special?
Alex 2.0, Sarah, isn't just a marketer.
Uh-huh.
I'm a product with proven market value.
Okay, carry on.
Take a look at this report. This is how I see my current value.
What is it based on, though?
It's based on how well I've been doing and the extra money I've helped bring in.
These numbers look pretty good, Alex.
I know. That's why I'm proposing this investment round.
What do you mean by that?
What it means is, if you're looking to see some even bigger numbers down the road, I'm the one you should be investing in.
So, what kind of funding are we talking about here?
I'm seeking a 15% capital injection into my asset.
In exchange for what?
In exchange for an 8% equity stake in Alex 2.0.
A 15% salary increase for an 8% equity stake in yourself.
Yes, that's right.
Alex, with all due respect, we're not on Shark Tank.
Well, the idea is similar, Sarah.
How is it similar?
Every high-growth startup needs some help at the start.
All right, so are these numbers real or just in your wildest dream?
Those numbers are solid, Sarah. I stand by their accuracy.
Impressive. And how many other shareholders are vying for this key position?
There's no direct competition internally, so I'm a unique asset.
Okay, I'm starting to see the potential.
Amazing.
And I'm willing to invest, but let's talk about what makes sense in the real world.
I'm listening.
How about a more reasonable funding amount? Say, a 7% pay raise?
7% is a good start, but to really take off, I was hoping for that 15%.
How about we meet halfway at 10%, but only with a clear condition?
What's that?
You have to lead the upcoming project and make sure it's a big success.
Oh.
Do we have a deal?
Yes, we have a deal.
Congratulations, Alex. You've got a shark.
Thank you for seeing my big potential.
You're welcome. Now, let's go make this big success happen. Part 2. Learn vocabulary. Pay rise. Definition. An increase in the money you earn at work.
I went round the guy's office, walk in, just asked him for a pay rise.
How about a pay rise at work?
Give her a pay rise.
With a pay rise.
And an appeal to the British taxpayer for a pay rise at a time like this.
In other words, it means giving me, Alex the top talent, a pay rise.
Pay off. Definition. To bring a good result after hard work.
All the hard work paid off.
Your friendship with Chancellor Palpatine seems to have paid off.
You know, it might pay off for us.
Like, all that waiting finally paid off.
In the end, does all that smarts really pay off?
Trust me, this is a deal that I think will really pay off for us.
Down the road, Definition: in the future.
It's harder to get in a few years down the road when you're really infirm, okay?
That's a few years down the road.
Maybe down the road you should look into it.
Maybe down the road, I don't know.
What it means is, if you're looking to see some even bigger numbers down the road.
In one's wildest dreams. Definition: something better than you ever imagine.
In your wildest dreams!
In your wildest dreams, you could not imagine the marvelous surprises that await you.
But never in my wildest dreams did I think we'd be here now.
In my wildest dreams, I never expected this to happen.
I think in his wildest dreams, he'd like to be Sky Masterson.
All right, so are these numbers real or just in your wildest dream? Makes sense. Definition: to be easy to understand or logical.
Yeah, it's all starting to make sense now.
Something still doesn't make sense to me.
One small detail doesn't quite make sense to me, however.
That doesn't make sense for a stranger to confront you like that.
It doesn't make sense that he would leave it behind after all these years.
And I'm willing to invest, but let's talk about what makes sense in the real world. Take off to succeed. Definition: to become very successful quickly.
7% is a good start, but to really take off, I was hoping for that 15%.
Meet halfway. Definition: to agree to a compromise or find a solution together. How about we meet halfway at 10%? Well done, everyone. Don't forget to watch until the end to improve your English better. Part 3: Questions and Answers. Now, let's practice answering questions. I will ask a question and you have 10 seconds to think. Try to say your answer out loud. This will help improve your listening and speaking skills. Let's start with the first question.
Sarah, today I'm here to present a unique investment opportunity.
Oh, I'm all ears.
Please, take a look at this document.
Oh, Alex 2.0, an investment opportunity in top talent?
In other words, it means giving me, Alex the top talent, a pay rise.
That sounds intriguing, Alex.
Trust me, this is a deal that I think will really pay off for us.
Go ahead and pitch me. What makes this product so special?
Alex 2.0, Sarah, isn't just a marketer.
Uh-huh.
I'm a product with proven market value.
Question 1. Why is Alex in Sarah's office today? He is there to present a unique investment opportunity. Question 2. Does Sarah think the title of Alex's document intriguing? Yes, she thinks it sounds intriguing. Question 3. What does Alex think about the deal? He thinks it will really pay off for them.
Take a look at this report. This is how I see my current value.
What is it based on, though?
It's based on how well I've been doing and the extra money I've helped bring in.
These numbers look pretty good, Alex.
I know. That's why I'm proposing this investment round.
What do you mean by that?
What it means is, if you're looking to see some even bigger numbers down the road, I'm the one you should be investing in.
So, what kind of funding are we talking about here?
I'm seeking a 15% capital injection into my asset.
In exchange for what?
in exchange for an 8% equity stake in Alex 2.0.
A 15% salary increase for an 8% equity stake in yourself.
Yes, that's right.
Question 4. What makes Alex 2.0 so special? Alex 2.0 is a product with a proven market value. Question 5. What is Alex's report based on? It is based on how well he has been doing and the extra money he has helped bring in. Question 6. What is Alex's proposal of the investment round? He is seeking a 15% capital injection into his asset. Question 7. What does Alex propose in exchange for the investment round? He proposes the investment round in exchange for an 8% equity stake in Alex 2.0.
Well, the idea is similar, Sarah.
How is it similar?
Every high-growth startup needs some help at the start.
All right, so are these numbers real or just in your wildest dream?
Those numbers are solid, Sarah. I stand by their accuracy.
Impressive. And how many other shareholders are vying for this key position?
There's no direct competition internally, so I'm a unique asset.
Question 8. Why does Alex think his proposal and the ones on Shark Tank similar? Because every high-growth startup needs some help at the start. Question 9. How many other shareholders are vying for this key position? There is nobody. And I'm willing to invest, but let's talk about what makes sense in the real world.
I'm listening.
Question 11. Is Sarah willing to invest? Yes, she is willing to invest. How about we meet halfway at 10%, but only with a clear condition?
What's that?
You have to lead the upcoming project and make sure it's a big success. Question 12. What is the condition that comes with a 10% pay rise? It comes with the condition that Alex has to lead the upcoming project and make sure it is a big success. Great job, everyone. How many questions did you answer correctly? Please comment below and let us know. It's time for the duet part. Let's do a duet to improve your speaking and listening. You will say the lines that appear on the screen. This practice will make you speak clearer and feel more confident. Ready? Let's begin. Oh, I'm all ears. Oh, Alex 2.0, an investment opportunity in top talent? That sounds intriguing, Alex. Go ahead and pitch me. What makes this product so special? Okay, carry on. What is it based on, though? These numbers look pretty good, Alex. What do you mean by that? So, what kind of funding are we talking about here? In exchange for what? A 15% salary increase for an 8% equity stake in yourself. Alex, with all due respect, we're not on Shark Tank. How is it similar? All right, so are these numbers real or just in your wildest dream? Impressive. And how many other shareholders are vying for this key position? Okay, I'm starting to see the potential. And I'm willing to invest, but let's talk about what makes sense in the real world. How about a more reasonable funding amount? Say, a 7% pay raise? How about we meet halfway at 10%, but only with a clear condition? You have to lead the upcoming project and make sure it's a big success.
Oh.
Do we have a deal? Congratulations, Alex. You've got a shark. You're welcome. Now, let's go make this big success happen.
Sarah, today I'm here to present a unique investment opportunity. Please, take a look at this document. In other words, it means giving me, Alex the top talent, a pay rise. Trust me, this is a deal that I think will really pay off for us. Alex 2.0, Sarah, isn't just a marketer.
Uh-huh.
I'm a product with proven market value. Take a look at this report. This is how I see my current value. It's based on how well I've been doing and the extra money I've helped bring in. I know, that's why I'm proposing this investment round. What it means is, if you're looking to see some even bigger numbers down the road, I'm the one you should be investing in. I'm seeking a 15% capital injection into my asset. In exchange for an 8% equity stake in Alex 2.0. Yes, that's right. Well, the idea is similar, Sarah. Every high-growth startup needs some help at the start. Those numbers are solid, Sarah. I stand by their accuracy. There's no direct competition internally, so I'm a unique asset. Amazing! I'm listening. Hmm, 7% is a good start, but to really take off, I was hoping for that 15%. What's that? Oh. Yes, we have a deal. Thank you for seeing my big potential.
Great job. You finished the practice. Remember to come back and practice with this video again and again to improve your speaking and listening skills. Thanks for joining Practice English with Jessica today. See you next time.